the Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all. Thank you to our most recent guest, a fine one, Crazy Lenny Mattioli. Find his fine selection of e-bikes over on Odana Road. Crazy Lenny's e-bikes. You don't have to buy one. You just got to try one. And Lenny will talk you into buying one, I suspect. Fine bikes. And we have a fine guest joining us right now. She is a candidate for superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction. Deborah Kerr, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Well, happy Friday. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, thanks for joining us. I understand you're traveling and making time for us today, and we appreciate you doing so. But you're running to be the head of the schools, basically, here in the state of Wisconsin. Let's start from there. Tell us about your educational philosophy, Deborah. Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, it's all about kids and families first. We need to make sure that we joyfully serve every kid who walks through our door and give them the opportunities that they all deserve.
I understand. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your resume as an educator?
Well, the state superintendent of public instruction is in charge of all the schools, all sectors, and libraries across the state. So I feel I'm the best candidate and most uniquely qualified for this role because, number one, I have over 40 years of experience in education. I'm parochial educated and walked the halls of public schools for 34 years. I've walked a mile in a lot of our stakeholders' shoes, a teacher, assistant principal, principal, state championship basketball coach. I'm an adjunct faculty member of school finance and a superintendent for 20 years in our great state of Wisconsin.
So it's a little bit of a digression, but tell me about this coaching experience, Deborah.
Hey, yeah. I started out teaching in a private school, and then I moved to Fairbanks, Alaska for my second teaching job, and I was coaching basketball there, and the girls from Monroe Catholic won two state championships back-to-back, and I'm still in great connection with my team, and they're great mothers and raising their families all across the country.
Wonderful time of year for basketball. I love March Madness.
Yes.
On all levels. On all levels. Obviously, we've seen lots of affected sports seasons, lots of affected school seasons, Deborah. COVID, it's been a big deal.
Yeah.
I know that you've got some specific thoughts on what the schools should be doing. Under Deborah Kerr, what would the schools be doing in response? Reopening plan, what's yours?
Okay, number one, we'd be reopening today. We need to open quickly and safely. And the research of the science shows that our schools can be open. Teachers do not have to be vaccinated. There are schools all over Wisconsin that have been open since September 1st. So my plan focuses on great communication between families and communities on how that we can safely return and reenter, giving teachers all the supplies and PPE that they need to be supported, and making sure that we follow all the mitigation strategies. And that's what the research says. We can open our schools safely. I'm tired of our teachers' union strong-arming our school boards and school leaders and not allowing them to reopen.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Deborah Kerr. She's a candidate for superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction. Deborah, I've always liked the teachers, and I think they do an admirable job, and I think they have legitimate concerns in the face of a pandemic. But do you think it's the union or when they start collective bargaining? Please specify what you mean in regards to the teachers' union.
Sure, I'm pro-teacher. I come from a union family, and all the teachers in Brown Deer and all the teachers I've worked with across Wisconsin support me in this role as a new state superintendent. But what's going on right now, there's too many games being played between teachers' union and school boards. And, you know, when other schools have been open, so the majority of schools that are open in Wisconsin, they're serving white children. Our largest urban school district, Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, and Beloit, they serve the majority of black and brown kids. And those kids had significant achievement gaps before we had the pandemic. And now we have teachers unions that are not allowing our teachers to come back safely. You know, our teachers are supposed to be getting vaccinated. They're not showing up to do that in Milwaukee. And so I'm very concerned that these kids, we're going to be in recovery for a very long time if we don't get the back to school now.
Deborah, the density of population, you're talking about the big cities like Milwaukee and Madison.
Yes.
But those are also the highest enrollment districts. And if I were a teacher, and I'm 50 years old, if I were forced to go in the classroom, and I have not yet been vaccinated, and I understand that opportunities have been created to try and vaccinate these educators, but not everyone's been vaccinated yet. And if I was a 50-year-old chubby guy, I'm not sure that I would be quite ready to return to the classroom, at least until I'd been vaccinated. Deborah, is it fair to blame those that actually have to do the frontline work? I mean, nobody's too lazy to teach, or they wouldn't be a teacher. I think perhaps there are some legitimate concerns. Could you perhaps see it from their perspective?
Sure. Oh, sure. I do see it from their perspective. You know, many of the districts have given their teachers choices, whether they should teach virtually or face-to-face. And so my concern is, how are we going to catch these kids up who are more than a year and a half behind in their academic achievement? I don't think the teachers can just rely on saying that they need a vaccine. Well, the vaccinations are being rolled out across the state. People are being called from Walgreens and CVS to get the vaccine. I know our teachers have been heroes in how they had to shift and pivot last March. But you know what? How come daycares have been open the whole time? How come bars and restaurants are open right now and our schools are shuttered? I mean, I just think this is a total disservice to our parents in these districts because they are angry and frustrated. I know some parents in Brown Deer that had to quit their job because they couldn't manage the virtual learning and the daycare and working at the same time. And so we have got great lessons that we could learn from other schools who have been open and how to do it safely. And despite all the other challenges, the CDC has given guidelines, and now our federal government has given billions of dollars to our school districts. And so I feel there's just been a lack of meaningful leadership to allow the teachers to understand how it can be done safely. So that's what I would do, is I would work with the teachers and all the stakeholders to make sure that they're ready to go. But we've got to get back to school and make sure our kids get back to learning, because we're going to be suffering for a long time if we don't.
State Superintendent candidate Deborah Kerr, you talk about playing catch up. So what's the Kerr plan? How do we get these kids caught up?
Well, first of all, we've had lots of partners that have rallied around our kids and our communities because of the pandemic. I think of the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCAs, church groups, foundations, you know, people setting up food pantries. So we're going to need all these partnerships to reopen safely. We also are going to need them to help us focus on the academic support, whether it's learning about trauma-informed care, dealing with mental health issues and social-emotional learning. And that in itself, the therapy of coming back to school would start the healing process for all of our children. But I think summer learning is going to look different. I think we have to create robust programs that allow kids not only to catch up and maybe do some accelerated learning, but also enrichment. I think it's very important that we allow kids to be kids. They need to play outside, but they need to be back socializing with their peers.
Deborah, let me ask you about your attitude on voucher schools, choice schools. Where do you stand in regards to your sought position as superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction?
I trust parents to make the decision that are in the best interest of their children, no matter what their circumstances. So the thing that really, I think, confuses a lot of people is that the state superintendent is in charge of all children across the great state of Wisconsin, not just public school kids. However, I want to bring people together and talk about how can we work together. And the question should be, how can we ensure that we have a high quality education in all of our kids, in all of our schools? Because high tides raise all boats, right? So we want to make sure all kids have access. And then we talk about what does accountability look like? And then the third part is, how do we fund all these schools and to get the kids what they need to be successful?
Deborah, how do you fund parallel school programs, a public school and also a taxpayer-funded voucher program? How can we afford to do both?
Well, part of the problem is this is a 40-year-old battle. It's the law, okay? So the state superintendent needs to follow the law. But I believe we can create one system of full accountability, transparency, and equitable access. I want to create one system that provides a level playing field for all children and parents.
Deborah Kerr, candidate for superintendent of public instruction. Deborah, the Democratic Party sent me a mailer or at least an email today, and they are endorsing your opponent. This is supposed to be a nonpartisan race. I've seen that you describe yourself as a pragmatic Democrat. What's your opinion of the Democratic Party supporting Jill Underley?
Well, first of all, I think the reason they're doing that is because they know I have a pathway to victory. And I'm going to make history by becoming the first state superintendent to be elected that's not endorsed by the teachers' union. And so I believe it's very important to understand that I have started this campaign to bridge people and bring people together to unify around education. And the Democratic Party is just trying to divide us all. And so you'll see that the people on my campaign have wanted to come together to talk about the issues and get some work done. And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Deborah, I noted on the primary election day that former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, endorsed you on his social media page and encouraged others to vote for you. Do you worry? Obviously, you can't control who may endorse you, but do you embrace his endorsement? And how should people interpret Scott Walker's endorsement of your candidacy?
Let's remember, this is a nonpartisan race. I'm endorsed by a lot of people, and I welcome any of the conservatives that have endorsed me. You know, we need to work together, and so it's going to take some time, but I know I have great relationships with people on both sides of the aisle. Some of them have to be silent whisperers right now because they might be threatened by either the teachers' union or the Democratic Party, and so enough is enough for me with that, because you know what? It's about our kids, and I'm beholden to kids and families and teachers in that order, not teachers' unions.
Deborah, my first opportunity to speak with you, very, very much appreciated that you joined me today.
Thank you.
Obviously, there was a little bit of a hullabaloo on the primary election day. You sent out a tweet, perhaps a now regretful tweet. The size of your lips and a conversation about race ensued. First and foremost, do you regret the tweet, and are you able to move past that point of the campaign?
Oh, absolutely. I acknowledge my mistake and misjudgment, and we've moved on. Unlike my opponent, who has been using her school email to launch her campaign, and so she needs to apologize for that so that we can all move on.
And I was going to ask you about that next. There have been accusations that Jill Underley utilized a work email address to try and gather emails, presumably for her campaign launch. Deborah, I would assume you've never utilized school resources for your own campaign then?
I have not. She probably sent hundreds of emails. And so, you know, that's the unfortunate piece. And, you know, there's laws about that. So she broke the law. And so she's going to need to address that immediately.
Deborah, outside groups have supported your candidacy, including the American Federations of Teachers. I believe that's Betsy DeVos's group. Are you okay with that outside group supporting you through campaign spending?
I am supportive of anyone who wants to support kids in moving our great state of Wisconsin forward to create a world-class education system. I'm also endorsed by the Reading Association, the Wisconsin Dyslexia, and the National Dyslexia Group, because we need to get back to the basics with reading and phonics, like we learned how to read. You know, our kids have the worst achievement gap in the country, and we've got to get off that list.
Deborah Kerr, candidate for superintendent of Wisconsin schools, the abbreviated version. Give them your website, please, Deborah, if they want to support your candidacy.
Great. Thank you for this opportunity today. It's kerr4kids.com. And it has all my information about my experiences and unique preparation to be the best state superintendent. And so please get out the vote and vote for me on April 6th.
Deborah Kerr, appreciate your appearance. Come back more.